I can't find the intro music, so we're just gonna go straight into it.
Hey, this is Living Dead, and this is another episode of TwaTech Radio. Today I'm gonna be talking about Ruby. For those of you who don't know what Ruby is, it's a programming language. It's interpreted like Python or Perl. If you're familiar with Perl, this probably seems fairly similar to you, as the syntax is kind of the same in certain aspects. One of the main differences between Python and Perl, is that Ruby is a completely object-oriented language, where every aspect of the language, pretty much, is object-oriented. It's nice in the sense that it can make things pretty easy to work with, but if you don't know an object-oriented programming language, or don't really know much about object-oriented programming, you should probably get a better book than what I got on it, or read up another language. The book I got is supposed to be the guide on Ruby. It's called The Pragmatic Programmer's Programming Ruby. But they really didn't give much information here on learning object-oriented programming, and my experience with it is not all that much. I've had a little bit of experience with C++, but as far as object-oriented programming goes, I'm not familiar with using it. I found some of the things in the book a little hard to follow. I had to go back and read it a few times and look up some stuff in my C++ book. But other than that, the book is pretty good at explaining the language. Ruby's been getting a lot of news lately with some of their stuff for the whole Web 2.0 thing that's going on now, mostly with a framework called Rails, which is basically just a way for Ruby to interact with MySQL or other SQL databases and then work as a web application. In the future, we may see this, as well as other languages, gaining more popularity over PHP. I don't see that happening within the very near future, probably at least a few years. You've been able to use Python and Perl for web development for a while now, and I just don't see Ruby taking over all that fast, though it has some nice things that aren't in either of them. Ruby comes with a large amount of standard libraries, forms all kinds of things, from I/O to sockets, threading, strings, all kind of processing things, testing libraries. And then they have another system called Gems, which allows you to go and download or create new gems. And these allow you to grab more libraries and put them into your code. I haven't really read much on them yet, but it seems kind of like CPAN, though it kind of works. Like I said, if you're familiar with Perl, you'll probably feel right at home with it. And a lot of the methods in it are similar to all the other ones that are in PHP or C or C++. You know, you have all the normal ones, like printf. You can use the C libraries for scanf or other C functions. You can even actually create your own objects with C and bring them into Ruby. One of the main reasons I've been getting to learn Ruby is for the socket library it has. It seems to work fairly well, though I still have some questions and haven't found the answers yet. Like, does it support partial send and receive protection, or do I have to handle that myself like I would in C, checking to make sure that all the data that I wanted sent was sent, or all the data is received? I plan on writing a framework for creating a fuzzer in Ruby, and I'll probably be releasing that under GPL or some other free open source license in the near future. But as far as regular programming goes, just for creating a specific program or doing a specific function, I'd say Ruby is not that great because it requires a lot of abstraction. Personally, I'm not all that big on object-oriented programming, and though I've played around with C++ a little, I don't really have a use for it because I really don't need to be creating whole classes to be used one time for these specific things I'm writing. And with Ruby, that's something you're doing all the time. The language in general goes so far as to even pass blocks of code to methods, so you can extract even more, calling the block of code that you pass with it instead of creating a method that does that block of code. I mean, creating small programs, I just don't see a real use for it. But as far as web programming goes, I see this definitely, in a few years becoming something that may push PHP a little bit lower and give rise to a new programming language for web development. Like I said earlier, I don't think it's going to be all that soon, but there's a lot of nice features in Ruby, and you can get the same result with other languages and a lot less code. The current version of Ruby at the time of this podcast creation, is 1.8.5, and there's promised to be a lot of changes between now and version 2.0, which is supposed to come out sometime later this year, I believe. I think around December, if I remember correctly. But I was reading there are a lot of things being changed in it. Probably not specifically syntax changes, so if you learn it now, you're probably not going to be completely useless when the new version comes out. But I think a lot of the behind the scenes and how the language processes the actual code and executes it. There's a lot of good information out there for Ruby, and there's a few books, including the one that I have online, as well as a couple free references. And I'll post those in the show notes if you're interested in learning. Like Python, Ruby also has a interactive terminal called IBR, which will allow you to actually put code in there and have it execute in real time, like you would with the Python terminal. Ruby works on Windows, Linux, and Mac, though I think with the newest versions of OS X, you're going to have to go and get a new version of Ruby, because it does come with it, but apparently it's broken. This may be an older version of OS X. I don't know what version they're on, and I forget what version they said was broken in it. But it isn't a hard install. It's fairly simple. If you want to just get a test out Ruby, see what you like about it, if you go to ruby-lang, ruby-lang.org/en/, it will bring you to the English webpage of Ruby. This is where you can download it. There's more links to books and stuff on here. And they also have a interactive Ruby terminal online, which you can play with. I think it was written in Ruby, but it may be Flash. And it will give you a little tutorial, some basics of Ruby. It doesn't go into very much, but it'll get you started, see if you like the language or not. So anyways, keep listening to Twat, and go try out Ruby, see if you like it. Later.